What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 111 of the Rocket Punch Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Cameron, here, alongside this fully armed and operational battle station.
Wait, he's a battle station now?
With Chris and Will here.
Oh, this is a battle station.
Yes, this whole thing is a battle station. The full crew is here. Guys, what is going on?
All I know is I survived Thanos.
Did I do that? I think I did.
I did not. I didn't feel so good.
Look, all I'm saying is after I saw that that's apparently something you can put on a credits when you're on camera for Don Cheadle, I too am a Thanos survivor.
I feel like I would make a business card.
Yeah, right? Thanos
survivor. Cameron Kearns, Thanos survivor. Like, hey, how you doing? I survived Thanos.
Oh, poor Chris.
No, how's it been for you guys? I know Chris... You first, how's it been? We'll get to Will in a second here.
Things are fine. You know, same old, same old.
Okay.
Yeah, not a whole lot of new stuff here for the Chris Meister.
Okay, but there's some new stuff. Will, it's been like forever since we've seen you last. How have you been, man?
I'm good. I found out that I can buy 3 handles of rum in Miami for what I can. 1 here.
Good. Yeah, I like that.
So you brought home 3 more handles for us, right? Yeah, right?
I mean, for my house, yeah.
Yeah!
Party! Rock Punch Party coming soon.
That will not be streamed. Last time we got inebriated, hit record, it was kind of weird.
It was legendary.
All I'm saying is that needs to be saved for special times like BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Yes, very much, very much.
No, man, I drove 2,400 miles total.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, when I road trip, I road trip.
Fun.
I mean, yeah, no, it's good. Definitely road trip.
It's also a lot cheaper than flying.
It is cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, depending on where you go. Yeah.
I was all over the peninsula we call Florida.
Mm.
Well, you were missed here. We had to spread our alliance propaganda in Tank and Spank.
Look. I know that you dirty alliance heathens. The minute I walked out, they're like, cool, how can we plan the downfall of Sylvanas? I get it. However, hashtag, she is my war chief.
Okay, all right, I mean, hey.
Hashtag, Sylvanas did nothing wrong.
You are nothing but loyal, and I at least appreciate that.
Look.
Instead of these fair weather fans out there, you know who you are.
Look, all I know is Luktar, friend.
Well, it's glad to have you back, Will.
It is.
I'm happy to be back and, you know, actually not be on my butt in a car going like 75 to 85 miles an hour.
Now you're on your butt in a slightly hot room as we record this podcast.
When I left, the green screen was not here. You still can't see it. And then we didn't have this impressively
hot editing.
I like that. That was good. I like that.
But
okay, I do what I can.
Without further ado, guys, let's get into the show proper. Remember, people out there, if you did not know, this is the Rocket Punch Cast, where groups of friends from all around the globe come to this table, talk about video games into microphones. You can listen to us every Tuesday on your podcast service of choice. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify there. You can also watch us live as we record the show over at twitch.tv/rocketpunchlive every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you swing by, follow us here on our Twitch channel, and join in on the conversation. We read a lot of people's comments, and if you have any comments or whatnot about what's going on, what we're discussing, you definitely can jump in our Twitch chat and talk to us about it. You might hear your comment read on the air. Remember, guys, if you want to see more great content like the Rocket Punch Cast, head over to rocketpunchgo.com. That is our one-stop shop for all things Rocket Punch. For all of our podcasts, videos, streams, everything and more is going to be right there. So make sure you head over there to rocketpunchgo.com to check it out. If you are wanting to help support the show, make sure you head over to patreon.com/rocketpunch. For as little as $1 a month, you can help keep the mics rolling here in the studio and keep us continuing to provide you with the best content that we can, as well as get some awesome cool swag in the process there. And speaking of Patreon, let's definitely do our weekly shout outs here. If you are these people supporting us at our highest tier over at patreon.com/rocketpunch, we definitely give them shout outs each and every week. So definitely a shout out to Chuck O'Brien and Jossie Moore over on our Patreon. We definitely appreciate all the support you're giving us there, as well as we appreciate the support from everyone else and all of our Patreon supporters there. If you are listening to us via audio, make sure you rate and review us on your podcast service you're listening on this to. That helps us out with our discoverability and helps improve our show, makes us make better content for you. And also, if you are watching via video, if you are an Amazon Prime member, you have Twitch Prime. Make sure, if you want to, you can definitely throw us your Twitch Prime subscription. We would definitely appreciate that. And also, new fun fact as well, you can now gift subs to people as well. So if you're feeling extra generous, you can gift a sub to a friend or somebody in Twitch chat today. So we definitely appreciate that. Get your cool Rocket Punch emote today by subscribing to us here on twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive. And also as well, guys, if you're looking for a cool community to chat games and more with, make sure you head over to our Discord chat, Discord channel. It's been thrown up into the chat screen for our Twitch viewers as well. And join on the conversations. We get topics of the days, dank memes, all sorts of crazy stuff you don't want to miss. So make sure you check out our Discord channel. That's all the plugs. That's the...
Are you sure?
Housekeeping. Oh, yeah. We're keeping it short.
I just sit here. I wait patiently. Just, he'll tell me when I'm allowed to talk again.
You may talk now. Upcoming events for everyone here is basically the stream schedule. So now what we are doing specifically, normally, this is where we talk about our what are we playing on Top Shelf Tuesday, Indie Avenue, Tank and Spank Thursday this week. None of that is happening today.
None of that.
This week.
You may be looking forward to that.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, not gonna happen this week.
The kibosh.
If you did not know, there is a small expansion to a game called World of Warcraft that is coming out. And so this week will be the week of Warcraft. We will be streaming on our normal streaming days and maybe more. We may be doing it every day this week. You will be treated to our complete playthroughs of the Battle for Azeroth, the upcoming expansion, which should be released by the time you listen to this, if you're listening via audio. So about every day this week, we're all going to be jumping in. I know we'll be bouncing between leveling, Alliance and Horde side, some of the new zones and areas. If we get far enough, we may do some dungeons and whatnot. So definitely something you don't want to miss. Make sure you join us here at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive for that.
Look, all I know is I'm going to be repping the one true class to rule them all.
I can't believe you're going Alliance. That's great news.
I said class. That?
We got it. We got
converted.
It.
Class. We converted class. Them.
I
yes.
know, because it's so classy.
No.
It's so classy. That's what faction. You meant.
You're
that's what
so you meant. Classy. You already know.
No, I've switched to my warrior. I'm bringing it back from the dead.
You did.
So I've heard.
You talked about that. I'm excited to see how your warrior executes. I'm really excited to play on my
executes.
Druid. Well, I didn't even catch that. Good job. Yeah. I'm really excited.
I just got that. It takes me another second, but it's funnier that way, I feel.
It's okay. You're only running on 64K of RAM.
Yeah.
But, guys, make sure as well, join us here on twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive for our week of Warcraft this week. Even if you're playing it yourself, jump in our chat, join in on the conversation. We'll be talking Warcraft and gaming and more, I'm sure.
Or if you're cool people, maybe join us in Discord and play with us.
Ooh,
you know, they got these things called groups.
You tell us more.
This is modern technology at its finest. No other MMO has it.
No other MMO.
It took eight expansions in 14 years, but we finally got groups.
Yes. Oh boy, I can't wait to experience this.
But it will be World of Warcraft all week this week, and then we'll jump back into our regular stream schedule next week, guys. So don't miss a beat. Make sure you're following us here at Twitch.
That's cute. You think we're going to go back to Indie Avenue when we got World of Warcraft to play?
Yes. Yeah, I think the people want more than just World of Warcraft.
No, they
don't. Every week.
Chuck loves World of Warcraft.
His favorite. He's legendary for his AAA
he's
love.
Oh, yeah, no. It's the best game ever, and he will also support it.
The best turn-based RPG out there. Let's jump into some table talk here, guys. First and foremost, we're jumping over to Will. Will, you were on vacation for, like, an eternity.
Just under 3 weeks.
Okay, an eternity.
An eternity, capital.
And that's after I took a week off for E3.
I don't know how you pulled that off at work.
Yeah.
Look,
man, I know a guy.
Yeah, apparently you do. He's a really awesome guy. No,
yeah,
he
loves Jameson.
Any cool adventures while you're on vacation?
So I went to Harry Potter World. So that was okay. Dope. Butterbeer is not as good the second time as it is the first time.
Mm, first time is a very memorable experience.
Yeah, like it's... I now know what liquid diabetes tastes like.
Ooh, boy, really?
Oh, it is. I hope you got a sweet tooth to put in when you get there, because you have one of them, and you're going to be hanging out with Wilford Brimley. That's all.
Okay, I'm saying. So is it actually beer?
No. And there's not
really?
An
actual. Really? You didn't know?
I don't know.
And oh, no.
I've never had it.
You can get it with a shot of alcohol in it, but it's not an alcohol-based beer, and they don't make an alcohol variant.
When did they? What do you mean you can get a shot of alcohol in it? Where?
In Diagon Alley.
Really? I did not know that. No, yeah. I've only had the tame version.
Oh, no.
I've had it in hot and cold and ice cream, and I've had it just like any other variation I've had, but I did not know there was an alcohol.
I also had some Wizard's Brew, and that was much better.
Yeah?
Yeah, beer is much better than butter beer. You can keep it. That's all for the kids. I've gotten a taste for nice, bitter, stout beers.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep the stouts flowing.
But Harry Potter World was pretty fun. I've never been, so.
So what house did you get sorted in?
Oh, I've been Slytherin since the UK sorted. I don't know what you're talking about.
What, they sort you in a house when you get there?
No.
No, Pottermore.
Okay.
They got a sorting hat thing. I've done it 3 times. Every time it's Slytherin, so okay. Figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never...
Oh, you're
going to
get sorted tonight
this,
now.
Oh, really?
He's a Hufflepuff. Who even is he? He's so obviously a Hufflepuff.
No, he's not. He's a Ravenclaw at best.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff worst, Ravenclaw best. Hey, Gryffindor, you can throw it out the door. It's fine.
I'm concerned now. I have no idea what they're talking about. We'll have to see.
Wait, you haven't seen the Harry Potter movies?
I have the... Hold on. Here we go. As is tradition, pulling something off the shelf here, I do have the Blu-ray 8-film collection.
Oh
my wife was adamant about making me buy this. So.
Yeah, but I have a question. Where is the one with Newt Scamander in it?
That's digitally.
Okay, good. We need to see that one at the end.
That was a good movie. Yeah, that was a better movie than I expected. I'm interested in that.
The next one has Johnny Depp as the bad guy.
Yep.
So I'm all about that.
It's going to be really interesting.
I still haven't seen it. Still need
what?
To watch it.
We will fix this.
What do you mean what? It's on Netflix. I told you. You know.
I think it's on Netflix.
It doesn't matter. I'll sign into
is
iTunes.
It?
I think so. Well, you got Apple TV, right? I'll AirPlay it. It's on my laptop.
We'll pause the stream. We'll come back to this. Everybody just hold on for 2 hours.
That's all we need, everybody.
Like
2 hours.
Like 2.5 because we got to go get some beer if we're going to watch that.
Yeah.
That's true. So,
No, Potter World was great. Went back to Miami and chilled with a bunch of friends, and that was good.
Cool.
What what else? How else was
the party in the street? All the heat is
have
on.
You, have you guys ever
night?
Had a
stop?
Beverage?
Stop. You know, bad Chris. Bad.
You need a square bottle of water like you do for Nala.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. Bad Chris. Let us know if you people watching in or listening if you would like us to get the spray bottle and just whenever somebody
do
does something stupid, not just for Chris.
And
just
yet,
get the spray
someone
bottle.
Tells me I'm going to be walking out of here soaking wet every week. So no, I hate this plan. I vote it down.
No, what else?
Majority rules, man.
This is a democracy. What else has been going on?
Have you guys ever had a drink called the Four Horsemen Go Hunting with a Vengeance?
That is a mouthful.
I can definitely tell you I have not. I would remember such a long name drink.
So, you know what a Four Horsemen is, right?
It's the people that you fight in that raid in World
Next
of Warcraft.
You know, and no, that's not what I'm referencing.
Damn it, I was close.
But I know what you're talking about. No.
I believe that's from the movie, the X-Men movie, right? Isn't there like Four Horsemen in the
Apocalypse
movie?
Yeah, no,
right?
That's not what I'm referencing either. So, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, and Jose Cuervo. So you get a shot of each of those. All right.
Then pay attention, kids.
Then you had, then you had Southern Comfort, Wild Turkey, 151, and what's the other one?
Man, you could have stopped at Wild Turkey, especially if it's the 101.
Yeah, right. You can add the 101 or the regular. It's fine because we're pulling up on the back end with some 151, and then there's another alcohol I can't remember that's also a shot. So you get essentially end up with a solo cup full of shots, and you got to chug the whole thing, and it's all different with liquors.
You're trying to kill somebody, Jesus.
No, they were trying to kill me.
And okay. Yet, who stands tall or sits tall?
I was going to say, if
still,
you haven't
still tall.
If you haven't listened to our BlizzCon episode, I would probably say Will and I have, out of the three of us, we have the better tolerance of alcohol. Chris, I'm sorry. You did.
I could drink both of you under the table after these last 2-3 weeks.
Challenge easy. Accepted, gentlemen. Ooh, anytime. Okay. Any place.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go get one of those like 12 plus year bottles of scotch. We'll sit down and kill a couple.
That sounds good. Sounds good. And we see platforms. One of our good friends up in Nashville, Tennessee, they're the Gamers Cafe platforms.
Gamers Cafe.
Definitely want to check those guys out. We see you guys in chat along with our good friend Darth Turner. Thank you so much for joining us. As well as everybody else, if you're in chat and Twitch, welcome to the stream. Thank you guys for joining us.
Now tonight. Darth Turner joins us. Not when I'm talking about Microsoft 2 weeks ago. No, now he joins us.
Look, all I'm saying is all hail our Twitch overlords and pass me a beer.
Actually, here's the deal. Since... Have a pause real quick, Will. Since Platforms is in chat, we should maybe tell them now. We've gotten the video.
We have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're here. May as well let them know.
For people, if you have not had a listen yet, definitely go check out our Creator Spotlight that we recently put on audio format on our podcast feed of Platforms, which is a cool gamers cafe locally here in Nashville, Tennessee. Just so you guys know, the video version of that will be coming out very soon.
All the K's, all the P's, all the frames per second.
I think we need to give Chris a round of applause because he did a really great job editing that. It was
all right, yeah. We're going to
round of applause. Seal approval. I know you love it. So I
do love it.
We got a yay from Platforms.
Yay! But stay tuned for that as well, guys.
I'm stoked to get that one out. I was nice hitting render today, and then waiting for an hour for it to get through 4.5 gigs worth of file size. That was fun times.
But back on track here,
4.5 gigs on a Core i7 overclock took me 45 minutes.
Back on track. We gotta talk
you,
about games.
You sidetracked us.
I know, and I tried to get us.
Play the tape back, everybody.
Pull the camera.
No. Anything else on the vacation?
I mean, you know. My grandma decided to give me 2 of my grandfather's fishing rods.
Nice.
Very cool.
So, very cool. You know, that was kind of like, oh man. Now I got to go fishing again.
And I like how you brought it, like, got very somber. I'm like, brought the mood down a little bit.
Look, I'm sorry, but, like, that was a big deal for me. So I was like, yeah, okay. All right.
I'm looking at the notes. I'm like, I can't compete with that.
I was gone for, like, 3 weeks, dude.
Speaking of notes, Chris, what did you play this week? Anything cool?
You and I, Cameron, playing a little Overcooked. Little Overcooked 2. What a great stream that turned out.
Let me tell you, everyone right now, please go check out our stream, our archive of Overcooked 2.
I would clip it, but that would do injustice to the whole stream. I made one crying clip.
Gordon Ramsay came to visit us on stream.
That was great.
That's great. You should definitely check out the clip. But no, Overcooked 2 was great.
That was a blast. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to Ben for joining us.
Yes.
Former member of Credible Threat. Enjoyed having him in stream with us there. That was cool. I'm glad he was able to pick up the game and play with us. We even had to, like, fight the game most of the night. We were, like, every level or two, it would crash, hard crash.
And this was on launch day. You know, like, it's the first time they had online connectivity in Overcooked 2. People who have been interested in the game, it does have online features as well now. So I think you hosted the game.
I did.
You and Trish were local, and then myself and Ben, we joined in.
Internet, and so. I don't know if the game was. It's allowed to do that. It's just it was struggling. I think that was probably.
Got
to
wait on that 1.01 patch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look, man, you may even need to wait for the 1.2.
Yeah. Right. What they need to do is they need to kick out the extra stuff, the groups system, the community system that worked out real well for Battle for Azeroth. They kicked that out, and all of a sudden the game was working correctly.
Yeah.
Probably the same thing.
I mean, to be fair, though, when it comes to BFA, all they did was they're like, hey, you know what? Just patch in what's in the launcher. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anything else of consequence?
Had Ukulele, had another stream on Indie Ave from Ukulele, number 3. A lot of enjoyment there. Much more than you would have expected for a game that's well over a year old.
That's true. Yeah, you know, that was really interesting.
A lot of hype for a game that's been around for a little while now, and kind of the news has died down on it. I just played it because I wanted to play it, and turns out everybody else wanted to see it. So that was a pretty good stream.
We give the people what they want here at Rock Punch. But no,
you totally missed an opportunity there.
What was the opportunity?
We give it to you, the people.
See, this is why you need to be here.
Seriously, you've not seen...
What are you talking about?
The Dark Knight Rises?
Huh? The Dark Knight Rises?
Bane? Yeah, with Bane.
Tom Hardy? Get out.
What?
You're fired.
No, no.
No, you're the third Batman movie.
Then. Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
He was giving the speech in front of the... You know what? We're going to have a conversation after the stream. I can't even right now.
Darth Turner, I need you to ban him.
I am so tired of getting hit after the stream. Here's my cry for help, everyone listening. Someone tweet to the Advocate Center and let them know Chris is being abused.
No, Darth Turner, I need like a 600-second ban for Chris here for not understanding Bane.
Le sigh. But that's it for me for games. All I got to play was what I streamed, sadly. You know, it was another one of those weeks.
Oh, man, you know, work, life,
and video. That video editing was hard, man. Woo. Oh, I think I was wrestling a bear all week.
But it turned out very well.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I think it did turn out very, very well. So, so other than that, the games that I played, World of Warcraft, go listen to Tank and Spank. Our Blizzard podcast. If you want to know more about my thoughts on World of Warcraft, Battle for Azeroth is coming out. I'm sure we'll be having a lot of impressions and whatnot on how we feel about Battle for Azeroth. Probably next week on Tank and Spank and on Rock Punch Cast. It's probably going to bleed into both.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm going to be real, but morally gray. your faces.
I'm going to make a water bottle. I'm going to spray you down. Like, bad Chris. Bad... Whatever your name is, I can't remember, Will.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Are you sure about that?
But no, I mean, other than World of Warcraft and Overcooked 2, had a lot of fun with that. Played a lot of Overwatch. A lot of guys in the Rocket Punch community, shout out to Lunar Skull and Stigander and Nintendubs.
Yep.
We played a lot of Overwatch this upcoming Thursday. Had a lot of fun with it. That was really good. We had a great time. At least I had a great time. Everybody else did.
Hamtaro is a lot of fun.
You did. I knew you were going to have fun with him.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I love booping people through that upper window, right? I was just spinning around and boop, it just pushed the whole team out that door.
Boop, 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 boop. I'm just catching up to chat now. So
hashtag really good. Boy.
But no, it was a whole lot of fun. Overwatch continues to be like my, at least for me, that is my, what do I want to play? Overwatch. Can't find anything to play Overwatch. Just jump in. Play
games. You got God of War. You've got all these other games.
I know, and yet I still go
you
back
got
to
Persona
Overwatch.
5 for that new game plus.
I did make another game in Persona 5.
Oh well, I had faith that you would.
But no, I mean that's probably going to change with Battle for Azeroth this week. So.
Oh yeah,
it's
nothing else
intense.
Matters.
Yeah,
it's gonna be pretty intense. But other than that, we've got a lot of overall stuff. It's not topic of the day worthy, but it's worth us talking about and mentioning, at least giving our impressions on so far. If you've seen these and you're in Twitch chat here watching us on Twitch, let us know what you guys think about these too. But number one, Red Dead Redemption 2 dropped their gameplay trailer.
Indeed.
I will definitely say number one, it is the standard rock star. Here is the gameplay trailer with the same woman. It's like,
yes.
Welcome to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
In this game, you will blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So that being aside, the game looks gorgeous. I don't know if you guys were able. Will, you might not have since you just got back from vacation. But Chris, were you able to watch this video?
Oh, yeah, I watched it an hour or so after it came out.
Thoughts on it?
I thought it looked great. I don't know if I'd say gorgeous. But what I did really like was the scope. Man, the draw distance is ridiculous. You can see for miles and miles and miles. It just seems like a game is going to be insanely huge. Mm-hmm. Take the largest Grand Theft Auto there is and triple the size of that. It just sprawls on and on and on. It feels like the Wild West.
Have they? If people in chat know, let us know. Have they talked about the map size? Is it bigger than Grand Theft Auto 5, about the same size?
It needs to be a digital rendering of Texas or I'm not buying it.
Will.
What?
Please.
I need Texas.
We're not at that level
1800s
yet.
No, look, man. With server-side rendering, they can do all kinds of stuff.
Mm. No, but I'm like,
The power of the Microsoft Cloud can make this happen.
I like Westerns. Some of my favorite movies, 310 to Yuma, the remake was really good. There's a, what's the movie with, it's True Grit. That's what it's called. There was a remake of the movies. I grew up, my dad watched a lot of Westerns, so I definitely like what I've seen of Red Dead Redemption 2 so far. I'm kind of on the same point with this game as I am with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Don't need to see anything more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the game.
That's true.
You've already sold me. I'm curious how everything's gonna play. I from what I saw in the video, it was running on a PS4 Pro. Because it had like the R2 buttons and the triangles and whatnot. And the way it looked, it had to be on a Pro. It's gonna be one of those two. But the game looks really good. I definitely recommend it. It's like about 6 or 7 minutes. Definitely check out that video. It was really, really good. If you're interested at all in Red Dead Redemption 2. What else? Overall, QuakeCon happened this week.
It did?
Yeah, I was like, why is Bethesda keep going live on Mixer? I kept getting the notifications. I'm like, literally, why is this happening? Oh, yeah, this makes sense now.
And one of the big things about QuakeCon this year was they were showed gameplay footage for Doom Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron's opinion. I need to get close enough to the mic to let everybody know this. Get hype for this fucking game.
Oh, jeez. Like, dropping F-bombs. Yeah,
that's what's going to happen here.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we talked about it at E3 that from the Bethesda conference, probably the Rage 2 was cool, but my most hype was for Doom Eternal. Yeah. Like, when they showed the teaser, I was like, sold!
Yep.
Great conference. Don't need anything else. Do not care about Fallout. Don't care about anything else over there. But watching the gameplay trailer was super freaking awesome. They had... The amount of gameplay they showed makes me think this game is coming way sooner than we think.
Yup.
25 minutes
of
gameplay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Complete full gameplay. The game looked great. It looked as well as it did from the 2016 reboot. The double barrel shotgun has a grappling hook now.
Which was excellent. You can
double jump and then grapple towards enemies across the map. It was super awesome.
Look, I got to say one thing real quick, Cam. The vibe I got from the little tidbit you showed me, because I didn't watch this, I got a real Halo 2 vibe from it.
Yes, yes. The whole, I'm going to get to that there. There's a cool new feature, multiplayer features, where you can invade other people's single-player campaign as demons. Or you can basically, a group of you can gather together and start going slayer hunting. And hunt other Doom Slayers in their campaign, which is, they did stress to mention that this is completely optional. You can turn this off at any point in time. But it was just so, I was so hyped watching this and on the back end. My favorite part is what Will was talking about, the third clip where he's on Phobos and he's walking through the corridor and everyone's like, oh shit, it's a Doom Slayer. Like, get out of me. And he walks to the end of the dude's yelling with some guy, and the guy on the intercom's like, they said to let the demons in. And he's like, what? Wait, why? And then he turns around and he sees him. He's like, and the Doom Slayer just looks at the key card, grabs him by the necklace, and drags him over.
That was
the
awesome,
panel.
Right? That was awesome.
And then he walks in, and then the two guards are there and he's like, hey, you can't be here. And they look at each other like, oh shit, what's going on? And he just looks at his gun and says, I'm gonna take that. Thanks.
I'm gonna take that.
No, he didn't say anything. He just grabbed the gun.
That's mine now.
And it Phelan Faster in Twitch chat letting us know, yes, Doom Eternal looks great. Fast paced combat looks improved, and with the lore addition, that should be amazing. And that's what's cool. Like, looking at the gameplay at QuakeCon, they talked a lot about how they're trying to make a Doom universe.
Right.
Which definitely signals, I think they got what they wanted from the 2016 reboot, and they're looking at franchise-wise.
I think they got a lot more than what they wanted, to be honest. That one went incredibly well. I don't think they even realized how much that was going to catch on like wildfire.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't think anybody could have predicted that such a callback to the original Doom with such little variation. Like, I mean, it was the original Doom in 2016. They didn't have to change up the formula. There wasn't some kind of major shift from what it used to be. It was like, nah, man, it's Doom. We play Doom. Just make Doom on a better computer. Yeah, we've all been there. We all remember how it goes. You're the Doom guy and you kill the Doom people. Like,
and I think...
we're ready.
Will, you hadn't seen the video yet, but I think one of the big hype moments at the end, he gets to this big door on Phobos after, of course, seeing the BFG 10,000 off in the distance shooting off their beams. But he gets to the door, and this new villain comes out. I forgot. I think it's Arkvile or something like that. This horned demon comes out, and like they have the panoramic around him. He sits there and raises his hands up, and Hellfire comes up.
The fire was cool.
Yeah, the fire was dope.
The fire was cool.
And then all the Doomslayer does is you see his hand come up, and there's a sword. Yes. And it turns on. It's an energy sword. It starts going after him, and it cuts to black. Oh, it's so good.
So lightsabers now confirmed.
Yeah.
Yes. Lightsabers are canon in the Doom universe. So. no, I was super hype. It was one of my favorite games from the Bethesda conference this past year. I, again, don't need anything else. When does the game ship?
Yeah.
Let me know so please I can pre-order don't. It now. Nope. If you... Pro tip, if you have not played the Doom 2016 reboot, go find it on, I think, you can find it anywhere. Consoles, PCs, I've seen it as low as $10.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick that up. It is worth all the money.
And frankly, it's worth $60 still.
Another thing really that you game. Should do is give that soundtrack a good solid listen. Yes. Like a couple of times through.
It was super awesome.
Oh, man.
Capital M for metal.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that. Can we also underline that and put an exclamation point at the end of that?
Yes.
We can do something. Yeah. The last little bit of overall stuff we have, it was something that you brought up. I forgot. I think we definitely had to talk about it here, was the Discord. I'm sure mm-hmm. a lot of fans of Discord out there listening in. Kind of the storefront plans that they're doing. We're going to be seeing a... if I'm not mistaken, the way they're treating it is that they're going to have a small curated storefront. It will not be all games, just games that they've picked that they like.
Oh, man, what a novel idea. Having quality titles at a low, affordable price.
And they said the majority of them are going to be like probably indie titles for now. And I think that they're going to start treating Discord Nitro as almost like a PS Plus games with gold service, where if you sign up for it, you'll get a couple of games for free.
Gotcha.
And this is very interesting.
It is interesting.
And we've talked about Steam in conversations before. Go listen to past podcasts. But I definitely wanted to bring it up because it begs what we think about what's going to happen. Could this affect Steam in a way? Like we talked about it in the past. We're like, Steam is the king on PC because they have no competition. Yeah. No great competition. And if Discord, who is already probably the number one chatting VoIP connector for gamers all across the globe, now they add in a storefront.
Look, don't give me an extra excuse to step away from Steam. Yep. They make me mad every day.
I need that excuse. I hope you guys come away from that in the only thing pretty quick, because I feel like if any challenger comes into that space, they could take it over in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Would not take much to dethrone Steam.
Because they talked about how they've already integrated, like, you can... start your games from Discord. You mm-hmm. go to the game section and click a button to play it. And so if they put a storefront in there, and the storefront is robust and it gets larger, and people start saying, hey, we can go to Discord instead of Steam, it's going to be an interesting crossroads there.
Sign me up.
Yes.
And we've seen Steam already, they've tried to put a voice chat in their Steam client.
That's cute.
I've had it for a while. I used it a few times, but
I mean, I've also used the Battle.net voice chat a few times, and it sounds like, you know, garbage. So yeah. I just keep going back to Discord.
That's the problem, isn't it? Like, everybody's got their own little shoehorn thing in there, but when you go back to Discord, you're like, this is so much easier. I don't know why everybody's not just using this. Stop trying to shoehorn something in and try and make it work. I just say, let somebody else do it who's already doing it better than you. That's fine. There's no need for you to do it anymore.
But I'm sure we'll be watching that. I'm sure everybody else will. And if there's some disruption, I'm sure we'll definitely have to have a conversation on that when we kind of, a deeper conversation when we get to it.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that conversation, honestly. Come on. Yep. Come on, Discord. Double down on that. We need you.
But guys, that's it for Table Talk. Let's get into our topic of the show. We've got one tonight. It's big enough to fill the remaining time we've got here with you guys.
You'll know immediately why.
So if you haven't seen the key art for this podcast episode, we have talked about all of the cool little games that came out this week, but there was one small thing that got shown this week. Nintendo, that company, small company, you may have heard of them.
Well, they're over in Kyoto, right?
Yeah, indie company.
Yeah, oh, definitely indie. Yeah, they got super a lot of small time.
Toy makers.
Yeah, I mean, they make playing cards, right?
Yeah.
That's true. They have a game that's coming out this December. I don't know if anybody out there has heard of it, called Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
You may have heard of this?
It's a small indie game. It's not a big deal. But regardless...
Why call it Ultimate? I mean...
You found out in this stream here. Guys, what we're going to talk about here is we're going to break down a lot of the stuff that came out of the Nintendo Direct for Super Smash Ultimate, as well as kind of talk about the culture of Smash and the culture of Super Smash Brothers in the sense, like, just how it's very unique from the rest of the fighting game community. Mm-hmm. I think would be the big point there.
Oh, it's a different beast. It truly is a different beast.
So what we'll do here, the topic is the culture of Smash. We're going to give a quick overview of the latest Nintendo Direct. Then we're going to ask some of the questions revolving around the culture of Smash. Like, why is the gaming culture around Smash so different from other fighters? Is there anything that could change the culture for better or worse? And an interesting question I'm sure we'll dive into, should Smash evolve into a platform instead of a game? And we'll really dig deep into that once we talk about some of the additions they've talked about in this latest Direct. So let's get started here. If you didn't watch the Direct, first of all, what's wrong with you? Stop this right now. Go watch the Direct.
Okay.
And then come back.
Well, now.
I would have applauded you if you had actually left and then came back like 10 minutes later. I just watched
it. What did I miss?
I
got the highlights. I just didn't watch it.
They the big ones here. They have five new characters. Castlevania is coming to Smash. They've got Simon Belmont and Richter Belmont. Mm-hmm. Richter is an Echo Fighter of Simon. They've also introduced Crom from the Fire Emblem series, Dark Samus from the Samus Metroid series, and apparently a fan favorite. Didn't know King K. Rool.
Oh, yeah. You,
from the Donkey Kong.
You never
Kong.
Played Donkey Kong?
I did play. Look, I played Country. I know about King K. Rool. Those five will be the new characters in there, but this Direct goes into so much. You guys got to help me with some of the highlights here that they talk about what they're adding into the game. Over 900 audio tracks, which amounts to over 28 hours of audio.
Yep.
Over 900!
You can... They're adding a feature for Smash where with these tracks, you can now, there's like a audio player mode in the game. You can plug in a headphones and like put the your Nintendo Switch in like this sleep state to where you can listen to it like an MP3 player.
Because it's the largest MP3 player that exists in 2018.
Not since the Microsoft Zune have we seen a large
player. Yeah, right? It's like, we'll let you put your laptop to sleep and then walk around carrying it, listen to music. It's like, that is the dumbest thing in the entire world. Thank you, I guess. That's cool.
I'm not putting that thing in my back pocket to walk around with wired headphones.
I even thought about it. I was like, what really sucks is that I can't go to my car and hook it up on the Bluetooth and just listen to it. I got to get an audio cable to jack
Look,
it
man,
in.
Nah, I got these little tiny things, wireless headphones. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Imagine you too, Nintendo, could have had this if you put Bluetooth in your console.
Come on.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true. But not only that, I think over 100 stages now.
Over 100.
Yep. In the game from all across the Smash games. Each stage has its own Battlefield and Omega variants as well. So really you have over 300 different stages.
Plus then you can fusion dance the stages to each other now. So
yes.
Well, that was cool where you can actually like
Thank you.
Ooh,
man, I'm so glad you're back.
You can pick two you can pick two stages and you can set a timer or it'll do it randomly where it'll change the stage randomly in between those. What else am I missing? You got to help me out here, Chris.
I mean, there was a bunch of assist trophies added. They named a ton of assist trophies, including Knuckles. Knuckles is making a Smash debut. I love that, y'all. I'm kind of stoked.
Shovel Knight is an assist trophy as well.
Zero for the Mega Man X franchise.
Yep.
Totes.
You know.
Something from Monster Hunter.
The dragon. One of the drakes. Yeah, he's a boss in there as well. There was a lot of stuff. There's even a limited edition.
Oh my god, no.
For all of you all of you fans out there of Smash that just can't let go of the GameCube controller, There is a limited edition of the game that comes with a Super Smash Brothers branded GameCube controller and a GameCube adapter.
Look, they made a Pro controller that works over USB with no latency. Give it up.
You know, you do you. That's what I mean. The fans want it, so that's what they're gonna keep doing with it. They, you know
how that game works. I'm telling you, this is the strangest game that exists. This game is so nonsensical.
But it, you know what? Well, no, I'm
no,
gonna,
go ahead.
No, no, continue. No. I'm gonna hold that to the end. I'm gonna put a pin in it.
Okay, put a pin in it. But there, needless to say, there was a lot. Check out the I think Will, you posted it in Twitch chat.
Yeah.
So if you're watching via Twitch, definitely check it out. Audio listeners could definitely go swing by YouTube and watch it, but there was a lot of content. It definitely like stands up to the name Ultimate of this, making this the Ultimate Super Smash Brothers. And there were still even secrets that we haven't seen. They showed off the main hubs like screen.
They did.
And there was still like a mode that hasn't been activated yet.
Which
you're like,
we all know what it is. Single player. They're gonna have a campaign.
Oh, a campaign. Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely the campaign. I hate to spoil that for everybody, but that's exactly what that is.
Surprise!
Yeah. Oh no! It was me. See that coming out. Never would have guessed it.
But with those new developments and stuff, we've kind of chatted about. We talked about it off mic. The culture around Smash, and how in the fighting game community, especially with like Evo just recently wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
Smash has a very weird niche in the community.
So weird, man.
What do you guys think? Why is the gaming culture around Super Smash so different from other fighting games like Street Fighter, Tekken, everything like that? Like, what do you think is the... Why? Why is it different?
Why? Just why? Capital W.
It's on a Nintendo platform, and it is only on Nintendo. So you get that weird amalgamation of, like, I'm going to get this as my second console, I'm going to get this as my only console group, and then you've got, like, these guys in the corner going, well, if you learn how to skip this frame and do move cancels, and it's like, oh, God, please stop. You get all of that thrown together, plus some plebeians, like myself, when it comes to that console game, because it's like, look, man, I am no master of Smash. I used to be good when I had reflexes. Now I sit down, I'm like, yeah, man, can I get Goku in it?
Yeah, right?
Like,
people have been campaigning to have Goku in it.
You know that Bandai Namco is actually making the game, right? Sakurai is the director of the game, but it's being made by Bandai Namco. That's
really
why people are campaigning.
The
Smash studio that Sakurai used to helm is doing different things now.
Gotcha. I didn't, you know, you learn something every day, guys. Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why people are campaigning so hard. Because, oh, wait, who has the rights to Goku and Vegeta in a video game?
The people making Jump Force.
They're also the people who made Fighters.
I don't know why we ever need another fighting game now that Jump Force is a game.
No.
Done and done.
No.
When Dragon Ball FighterZ came out, then we could have stopped.
I was done
there
at that point. Once FighterZ dropped, I was like, oh,
we've
man.
We've reached peak fighting games when that
Ultimate Weeb status attained. But that's it. That's all we need.
I think that Smash is... The culture around... The fighting game culture around Smash is really interesting and different because of... It is a Nintendo game. It is a lot of these characters people can relate to very heavily. I mean, like, I think there's like 80 something characters in the game now. 60 to 80. I can't remember.
Oh, and they're not done. You know, they're going to announce other stuff. And there's going to be DLC.
I mean, like, yeah, right. And they're pulling from all these remnants of Nintendo games that people have played over the years, especially like people around our age who grew up kind of when the gaming trend started. We played the regular NES and everything like that. Like, we know Mario, we know Zelda, we know Metroid, and all these guys in here. And I think that
you mean Samus?
You know, no, we know Metroid. We know Mr.
The little Metroid.
They're gonna pull them from being an assist trophy. He's gonna be an actual character now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I mean, they got the boss in there, so you know why
they got Ridley in there. So baby steps.
Ridley, we're good.
But I think that that's been a big pull because they can, like, especially people who aren't really used to the technical aspect of fighting games, like Street Fighter, like Tekken, like Dragon Ball FighterZ. They can look at Super Smash and like, okay, at least number one, these characters are very relatable. I know who they are. I have fun with these characters and all these Nintendo-esque stages. And number two, I think that Smash is one of the easiest fighting games to get into.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to that competitive level, there's always that barrier that wall you have to climb up there to get to that plateau mm-hmm. to where you say, I play this competitively. That's regardless of any fighting game. But I think, chat, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Listeners, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that Smash has the lowest wall mm-hmm. to climb to get to that professional level.
I think that you may have a point on that. I'm not really sure. I think Smash has its own challenges, just like every other fighting game does. So I don't know necessarily that that wall's any shorter for the Smash crowd. My thing on the Smash, right, what I don't understand is, you know, we're talking about the culture being so different. Things like the GameCube controller, right? What is the deal with the GameCube controller?
Every other game that's, like, super serious, they all have fight sticks.
And even more than just fight sticks. It's like, you know, when you see a console generation end and the next one begin, and, you know, you can even say small things like the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One, where they didn't change a lot about the controller, but there were slight tweaks and variations.
I need an image of...
they refined the controller.
Yeah, like, what is the deal with everyone's obsession where it's got to be the GameCube?
I need Kylo Ren to come in on camera right now and look at everyone and say, you're still holding on. Let go. Just let go.
Or the fact that when you go to a fighting game tournament, right, and you've got, you know, your Street Fighter 5s and your Tekken 7s and this, that, and the other, and then for Smash, you have Smash on the Wii and Smash Brothers Melee. Smash Brothers Melee makes it into every tournament. Anywhere you go.
Melee's the serious fighter, and then Wii U's like the, oh, hey, this is fun. Woo!
like, my thought is, even with this ultimate version that encompasses everything, you're still going to have a vocal part of the crowd going, Melee, just Melee. Now, that's the only game that matters.
Now, one thing I am, play a slight devil's advocate in here on the GameCube controller front. Do you think that the GameCube controller could be the equivalent of the fight sticks for other fighting games?
No.
Specifically for the Smash community?
No.
Where, like, you have your personal Smash, or your personal fight stick that you bring to every game, and that's how you play.
But even that, right? Like, how many fight sticks are out there with different variations and different sizes and weights, and then you've got everybody comes in with the exact same controller.
That's a question that we're going to have to get Versus Huntsville to answer, because I simply just do not know that.
Actually, to be fair, I know a guy that is a professional Smash fighter. I need to message him and find out.
Yeah, right? If only we could have got him on the show.
Failing Faster in chat says, GameCube got to be the N64 controller.
Yeah, right.
Nah, I need an NES, OG NES controller adapter for my Switch to be able to play this game.
Oh my god. Don't give Nintendo any, like, don't give the people any more ideas. But the GameCube controller is an interesting one. Like, ever since Melee came out, they have never let go. Like, it's been to a point where, like, Nintendo is having to release a limited edition console or a limited edition version of the game with just a GameCube controller and an adapter for the Switch. Just because.
One could say it's the Black Friday Bunderer.
It is coming out in December. Ooh, good eye. I like that.
I got to make up for lost time.
The other weird one with the culture as well is that split. That Super Smash Melee, Super Smash Wii U.
Can I go to a tournament where it's just Smash 64, please?
Hey, if you want to go do that.
I'm sure it
How
exists.
Many characters were there? Like 20-something characters? It was very
less,
small. It was
less.
Very small. Less than that? Okay.
Yeah.
But
give me a link.
I think that's one of the reasons for this being Ultimate is Nintendo is working very hard to say, burn both of those two away. Everyone get Ultimate. That is the new standard. No more split community. No more Wii U and then Melee. It's all on Ultimate. It's all on Switch. Which, I mean, we've talked about it in the past. Super Smash Brothers is going to be the game that makes people dump their Wii U's into a dumpster fire.
Oh, the minute it got announced, I traded mine.
Yeah. Bingo.
That was the only reason I kept it. I was like, all right.
I think it's going to be the one to get the fans of Melee off of Melee.
You think so?
You don't think so?
I am not convinced.
No.
I don't think there's anything you could do.
The fans of Melee are over there like Emperor Palpatine. Just do it. Do it.
But with the addition, the fact they're still bringing the GameCube controllers in here, you've got the GameCube adapter.
Yeah, the GameCube controller worked on the Wii U.
Yeah.
A lot of fat good that did.
Yeah. Best case scenario, the only way you get them off of the GameCube version
is if all the GameCubes explode simultaneously.
Well, even more so than that, if you release a GameCube Classic.
Or
if you did a GameCube Classic.
or you port Melee to the Switch.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go. God.
But
that's
no,
the only
like,
one-to-one port.
Well, I say this because from what I've seen so far, Ultimate is gearing towards being as technical as Melee. I think that's their point. Number one, there's two reasons. Nintendo wants to get people off Melee for the fighting game community's sake. And number two, they want to sell more Switches.
Oh, yeah.
And I promise you, Nintendo Switch will probably be one of the hottest items this Christmas.
Yeah.
Purely because of Smash.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. No, I bet you literally by next March, they're like, yeah, so we didn't realize we were getting close to 40 million units shipped in like our second year.
Yeah, exactly. And so Smash is going to be, it's kind of one of the last little remnants, last little games to be put on the Switch. I mean, they put Mario Kart, they put Mario, now, the Zelda game on there. You put Metroid Prime 4 is coming, so
yeah,
Pokemon's coming.
Now the only thing we need is some kind of paid subscription service so I can play all the old games.
If only.
Yeah.
If
dot,
only.
Dot, dot, dot.
You know why I say that.
Do you think, and speaking of the GameCube, do you guys think there's any way to change, that the culture could change for better or worse? Do you think we will get to a day where they will let go of the GameCube controller?
Not I can't, over their dead I bodies. Can't, right? Right? I under
like,
no
they've
circumstances.
Released two controllers that are better than the GameCube. Oh, three, actually, because the Wii Pro controller that plugged into the bottom of the Wiimote was actually fabulous.
Right?
It was amazing.
It was good.
Then you go into the Wii U, which is essentially, it took the idea of the Xbox 360 controller, but instead both the joysticks were up top.
Right.
And then you had your buttons and the D-pad at the bottom. So you could alternate as you chose, but you had primary like fighting game controls were side by side on the bottom. I was in love with that controller. Guess what? Switch Pro controller, very similar.
Yeah.
I love that controller.
It's a great controller.
Best thing about the Switch Pro controller, I can plug it in through USB and it disables what the heck are those things called again? The little figures you buy. They got
the Amiibo.
Yeah, it disables the Amiibo reader and then it works just live right over the USB.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And so it's like plugging a controller into the console so you get instant input instead of lag.
But with the Pro controller, why can't we get this? Look, no, over here, look at the Pro controller, come on, no, stop looking at the GameCube controller, like, why can't we have it?
And I will, the minute there's Pro controller support on the PC, I will throw my Xbox One controller in a dumpster fire.
Wow.
I love my Switch Pro controller.
Xbox fans, cover your ears. Don't listen to this part here. It's going
to
be
yeah,
really
I mean, to be fair, it's not going to get thrown in a dumpster fire, I got to use it with my 1S. But,
but
you get what I mean, though.
The big one, like...
What's crazy to me is that Nintendo, there was somebody at Nintendo going, if we don't release some sort of patch that allows us to play GameCube controllers on this thing, we will sell fewer Switches. That's the dumbest conversation that someone had to have. And they had to go, you know what? You're 100% right, person in the corner. We're going to have to do that. That's really silly, but that's the world we live in.
Here's the thing. Does it print money?
Nintendo's
going to do it.
Oh, I'm not saying they made the wrong choice. They made 100% the right choice. But the fact the conversation had to happen, like, can you imagine in any other world where that same conversation happens with PlayStation? And they're like, you can't possibly put a God of War game on the PS5 unless you allow PS4 controller support. There's no way on God's green earth there's ever been that conversation with any other console, but Nintendo has a literal problem on their hands that they will continuously have to solve with every new iteration.
Hang on, I want to have a serious conversation. Why the heck is that controller like the one that everyone's in love with? Because it's got this massive green button. All the other buttons, the layout is the worst.
It's a terrible controller. It's like
compared to a modern controller design, you look at it like, did Cam's cat cough that up?
Dude, there's buttons everywhere and different sizes and shapes.
It's just like,
chaos,
dude,
controller.
What happened over here? Did you guys go to like a liberal arts school and be like, I want your impression of a game controller?
Yes.
Hey, look, you can say however much you hate that controller. The fact is that they still make it today.
Look,
and that should tell you something about
the
design team.
I don't see a future without it.
There's only one reason why I have a GameCube with four GameCube controllers right now. You want to know what that reason is?
Smash?
No. Mario Kart Double Dash.
That was a good one.
It's a good one.
I did like that one.
Solid game.
Okay. But
yeah, Smash, I actually got rid of my Melee copy. I gave it to my sister.
I would even say, really thinking about it now, if the GameCube controller is akin to like the fight stick for any other fighting game, then I could kind of see the point of why they have to carry that over. But I think the big one, you brought it at the point as far as like what could change in that culture. I really hope that Ultimate is the game that cuts off this split dichotomy between Wii U version and Melee version of the games. I think it will. I mean, you look at the stats on here and how much numbers they have. I think that it's not going to be immediate, kind of what you guys were saying. I think what's going to happen is that once Ultimate is out there, Ultimate is going to capture more and more of the player base, and Melee is going to become more and more of the niche game that everybody plays. And you know, you go to your back alley brawls, and it's like, hey, dude, you want to play some Smash Melee? Come on, man, I got the N64 controller, dude. Just hook it up right now. And I think that's what it's going to turn to there. And I really want to see that. I think that having that split. It's the only fighting game that has something split like that. I mean, like,
it's the only game. I can't think of any other game in existence that's had this problem. That is a very unique problem.
It is a very unique game. And it's a very unique fighter too. I think that you can get very technical with it, but I guess the game, one of its differences, and I think this should stay the same, is just how it's easy to pick up. Dragon Ball FighterZ was almost to the sense, but then once you start kind of playing with it, it does get a little bit more technical. Mm-hmm. But Smash is very easy to pick up. Like, your friends, there aren't really much gamers. They could probably play the game. I think I'm giving a lot of friends a lot of credit out there. But I think that I'm hoping that's one big thing that changes. It's just one game now. Smash Ultimate, that's the game that everybody plays. And that's just how it is.
It's just how I would get used to it.
I would fight on that heel as opposed to the get rid of the GameCube controller heel. Because I don't think that's never gonna happen. I want it to change, but I'd have to agree with you guys. I don't think it's gonna
happen. I'm sorry, I don't think it's going nowhere.
Last question as part of this topic here is platforms. Is one of the things I brought up. We kind of talked about, like, With this Direct and all the content they're putting into Smash, do you guys think that this is Nintendo's kind of steering Smash Ultimate to become more of a platform instead of a game, to where you're not going to see iterations of the game released within a generation or every generation? It's just going to be like, okay, just buy the game once, make sure you get the DLC packs and the fighters if you want to stay current.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Sakurai doesn't want to make it anymore, but I can tell you one thing. When it prints money like Smash does, they're going to convince him with a big enough paycheck to come back and make another. Probably by the time when the Switch 2 rolls around.
So what you're saying is that after they're done with Ultimate, they're going to put Sakurai in a hyperbolic chamber, like the carbon freeze him.
Yeah. They're not going to put him in carbonite. They're going to do what they did to the Chief on the way away from Reach, where he's in the frost chamber.
Yeah.
On the
pillar bottom. Okay.
They're going to wake him up like that and be like, it's time.
But it, I don't know. I see it as a platform. I think they're steering towards the platform. Specifically for the Switch generation, yes, it will be a platform.
For the Switch generation, absolutely it'll be a platform. Moving forward into my concern, I guess, at this point, with the way they're touting this one, I just don't know what you do with the next one, right?
Yep.
Like, it feels like you will never, ever be able to make a Smash game without continuing the Ultimate moniker and continuing with, the last game had 8 bazillion characters, now we're at 10 bazillion characters. You thought we had some obscure references before, just wait until we add the cardboard box for Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, just play as the cardboard box.
I thought that was a move for Snake already.
Nope, now it's just the cardboard box on his own. It's Mr. Cardboard Box enters the fray.
They have Game & Watch. I'm not going to put anything past Nintendo at this point.
That's true. Like, anything could happen.
But no, I think that using the game as a platform makes sense from a consumer standpoint. I think the trouble's going to be, I think that's the reason why a lot of popular games like Madden and other things like that haven't switched to like a platform model yet. And I don't know why. I think they could make a little bit more money in the long term, but it's that short-term money. Madden still is $60 because every year, you know, the Madden hardcore fans will go buy the next. One of my coworkers is a huge Madden fan.
You told him about the cursed Madden meetup they do every year, right?
Yep, I did.
All right.
And
I'm just trying to make sure you're being a good fan.
And every year he gets the latest Madden. And so you're looking at that, it's like, why would I make the game once and then just charge maybe like $30 or $40 for updates each year, as opposed to I know I'm going to get $60 from these people every year.
Not only that, how many packs are those people buying in between too on Madden?
We went into this huge conversation about those packs, and I'm like, there's this economy for these Madden pack cards? What? It made no sense to me. My mind was blown.
Yeah.
It's a weird world we live in now, isn't it?
It is.
Gaming is just so much different.
But it's interesting. I think that it, after the Switch generation, I could see it being a platform. I just don't know what that. A lot of other caveats would have to come into play. Maybe if they do something with their online service to say, "Oh, you've bought Nintendo, you've bought the Switch version Ultimate, so you're gonna have the Ultimate Omega or whatever." Fucking name they're gonna call it. and it's like 40 if you want the full game, it's $60, but if you had the previous version, it's registered on your Nintendo profile, it's gonna go to $40 and $30, and you just get the new, you get an update, right. You get the new fighters, boom, boom, boom. There you go.
The problem is there's no chance on that. They're gonna resell you the game every generation. It's Nintendo.
Do you think it would be smart for them to make it a platform?
From a business standpoint? Long-term financial, yeah. Because then you just keep releasing character packs and map packs and all that stuff. And you can build on it. I just don't think Nintendo will do it. They're from Japan. And what have we found about Japanese game developers? They take forever to adopt new business methods until it's proven.
That is true.
That's the reason why Nintendo's still around. And a lot of the Western game development people are gone. As far as, does anybody remember Blizzard North?
What did they get merged into? No, or did they get shut down?
They got shut down.
Moment of silence for Blizzard North.
Pour one out for Blizzard North.
All I'm saying, don't actually do that. You got AppleCare. That's still $300.
You're right. But no, it would be cool to see it as a platform. You guys are probably right. They're probably going to be like $60. Every generation, $60.
They're going to literally have a Smash cartridge in their hand and be like, $60, you want it.
And it's also a little bit different than the sports games, like Madden. Because for Madden,
it's a yearly thing where this is a console generation.
Right.
Thing.
And also with Madden, it's like you know your audience with Madden, and your audience is, large but kind of small in the grand scheme of things. Whereas with Smash, you're getting Smash, I'm getting Smash, anybody else who owns a Switch, pretty much. It's like, do you want to play Mario Kart? Because we all have Mario Kart, we all have Smash, we all have Odyssey, you know what I mean? It's not like a sports game where you kind of almost have to continue that yearly chug at it, you know what I mean? So they can afford to release it again and again and again every console generation because they know everybody who owns the thing is going to buy one.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, man, Nintendo just prints money. That's literally the thing. They just print money.
Except for the Wii U. They didn't print as much money as they hoped.
No. But every once in a while, they need a humbling thing to put them back on the right path.
Yeah. Very true.
The GameCube humbled them. Then they came out with a Wii.
I guess maybe I was too young. The GameCube blows my mind. Like, you didn't sell? Well, I love my GameCube. Resident Evil 4?
No, dude. I love my GameCube. I still have my second one. My first one died. But the second one's good.
I love Eternal Darkness.
Smash Melee.
Wind Waker.
Apparently Smash Melee.
Again, Baten Kaitos. I mean, did you ever play that?
I've never even heard of it.
I think so. It was maybe a long time ago. It was an old game. Old game. Still dope though.
I didn't have a GameCube, so you're shaking your head disapprovingly at me. I had a PS4 or a PS2 and an Xbox One.
I believe we call the original Xbox.
See souls in chat saying Will has freed himself for it.
What did I free myself from?
The dredges of vacation time. That's what you freaked
really?
Out
Really? Or back. Was I hanging out with a dreadlord or something? Is that what you were saying?
But, guys, everybody listening in via audio or everybody in Twitch, what did you guys think of the culture of Smash? Do you think Smash could become a platform instead of its own kind of standalone game each and every release? What do you think about the culture of Smash with the GameCube controller and the different dichotomies in the fighting game community? Let us know here in Twitch chat. Let us know at Rocket Punch Go over on Twitter, and let us know on Facebook and all of our social media standings as well. Any other comments? Anything else you guys got?
I mean, Knuckles assist trophy for life. What?
You're
get wrecked.
See, so we're not going to talk about that in chat right now. Calm down.
Really? So I was held prisoner, huh? All right. Hang on.
It's for your
I gotta
war
go ahead.
Crimes. You afford.
Oh God! Are we actually going to Garrosh's war crimes?
And with,
you know what? I'm going to say this right now. Hashtag Sylvanas did nothing wrong.
And with that, we're going to wrap it up here for our episode 111 of the Rocket Punch Cast, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening via audio services, if you're watching via Twitch, thank you so much for joining in on the conversation here. Make sure you click that heart at the top of your screen. Follow us here at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive so you know when we're going live. Each week, we're going to be doing Warcraft, the week of Warcraft all week, so it's something you don't want to miss. Make sure you join us for that conversation.
Only a week?
Calm down, sir. We got things
to make things. I thought this was the year of Warcraft.
We will still be playing the game. But also, as well,
just
guys...
Just for Chuck.
Make sure you guys join us as well. Go head over to RocketPunchGo.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything that we do Rocket Punch related. All of our podcasts, videos, streams, and more will be right there at your home for everything we do. And if you love what we're doing, want to help support the show, consider supporting us over on patreon.com/rocketpunch. Little as a dollar a month, you can help keep the mics on and keep the lights rolling here at the studio, and you get some awesome cool swag in the process. Without further ado, I'm Cameron. This is the crew. Anything else? Final requests?
Please, 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 if you're one of those people who happens to think about DDoSing people, just don't do it to the World of Warcraft launch, please. Just be kind. Don't DDoS.
Somebody's watching or listening and saying, challenge accepted. I just know it.
Hashtag Zappy Boy for life.
Yo, all I'm saying, Zappy Boy in that cinematic, though.
We didn't talk about that. We had to talk about that with you. Thank you guys so much for joining us here this evening. We'll see you next time.